listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibrations Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. I'm your host, David Cohen. We got co-host Justin.
Hello.
How you doing, brother? Hey, guys, this is the show where you tune in every Sunday to raise your vibration. Generating a positive energy in the studio, broadcasting from the beautiful Sherman Oaks, California. It's time to chill and raise your frequency, guys. Let's... How pretty is that? And we're gonna... Yeah. I just think music is the best way to start off a wonderful episode of the vibration station, so we can get the frequencies rolling in the air. We can get everybody happy and stoked and up and vibrating to a good frequency. I'm just playing around. So guys, welcome to the vibration station every Sunday at 1latalkradio.com. If you want to email me, you can do that. davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You can also send me a phone call. Send me a phone call. Shoot me a phone call.
Send it over.
You can send me a phone call and call my email. You can send me a phone call and ring my email. I don't know. I'm just messing around. You guys can call live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Talk about anything you want. Ask questions. Tell us how much you like us. Maybe even if you love us or you hate us. Whatever. We love it all. We want to hear it. So today's show, we're going to be hitting a bunch of things. Justin and I have some more music that we're going to release to you, WMDT and Davy Crockett. We got Taboo coming up in a little bit. We're also going to be talking about, drum roll, I'm just playing, how to raise your self-esteem. How to raise your self-esteem. So
how do you do it?
How do you do that? Well, there's multiple ways to raise your self-esteem. I like to let all the listeners know why I chose the topic for the day, because they're like, Dave, why are we talking about self-esteem today? I'm like, I don't know, I just felt like talking about it. No, there's a little story behind it. We're talking about self-esteem today because for my birthday, May 14th, last week, one of my presents was I got a session with a channeler. Sean Randall, who has come on the air before. She's been on the Vibration Station multiple times. She's an amazing woman. You can check her out at SeanRandall.com. That's SeanRandall.com. She's an amazing woman. She channels an entity called Tora. And we just had a wonderful hour. It was between an hour and a half session. And it was absolutely amazing. And one of the big things that she talked about was self-esteem and how important self-esteem is. And not only how important self-esteem is for you, the way that you feel, but how important it is for your reality and for how you create and how you perceive your world. So we're going to be talking about that. Let's kick it off. First, everybody knows, right? Does everybody know what self-esteem is?
I don't.
Justin's like, I don't. Well,
teach me, teacher.
You'd like to know what self-esteem is, Justin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, self-esteem is a term in psychology to reflect a person's overall valuation or appraisal of his or her own worth, right? So basically, a term to reflect a person's overall evaluation or appraisal of his or her own worth. For example, a low self-esteem would be, I'm not good. I'm not worth anything. I'm not worthy. This is not good.
We're not worthy.
Oh, we're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
Sorry.
That's funny, man.
I had to throw that in there.
You know, or so that's a low self-esteem. A good self-esteem would, you know, a healthy self-esteem.
I am worthy.
I'm
good enough.
Nice. My music is good. I am a great artist.
But don't confuse self-esteem with
ego.
Ego.
Yeah.
Pompous. Yeah. You don't want to be like, I'm the best.
Right. Pompous bastards.
I'm the best.
Yeah. You know, you guys don't want to, you know, there's a very thin line between a healthy self-esteem and a healthy ego and an excess of ego. And, you know, I would even say, you know, having a big ego and saying like, oh, I'm so great, oh, I'm the best, is actually an unhealthy self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would you need to tell people that you're the best if you don't believe in yourself enough?
That just shows insecurity.
Right. There you go. So I want to kick off why self-esteem is so important. So what Sean told me, and she told me this, you know, for me personally, but I like to take, I think, a really huge part of communication within a collective society is sharing and learning through your own experiences, through the individual's experiences, and then putting that out there so other people can relate to the same thing and use that information to only further themselves in the path of enlightenment. So, you know, she was talking to me about how I need to learn how to really harness my self-esteem and, you know, take what I know that I can do and what I think I can do and my beliefs and stuff and really just apply them to my reality by believing in myself, by having a healthy self-esteem and by not worrying about, oh, what if this doesn't happen? Oh, what if I'm not good enough? Because she goes, that is the reason why you're not where you want to be, right? So, you know, and it's not that I'm not where I don't want to be. It's just there's so much more that we could all be doing, you know? Mm-hmm. We could all be happy where we want to, where we are, but we also want to accomplish more. We're young. We're all still young. So there's so much more that we can accomplish. But I want to make the connection back to you guys. And Justin, tell me what you think about this. Tell me what you think about this. So here we go. We'll take Jim. Jim's going to be our dummy doll for the day. Our fictitious.
Hi, Jim.
Jim's in the studio. Hey, guys. How you doing today, Jim? Oh, I'm okay. I'm trying to work on my self-esteem a little bit. Hey, man, that's great. That's why we brought you on the air. Oh, yeah, this is fun. Thanks for having me on. Absolutely, Jim. Anytime. So why don't you tell us a bit about your self-esteem issues? Well, you know, David has multiple personality disorder. So we got Jim, right? And Jim wants to be an artist. Were you going to say something?
Mm-mm.
No. Jim wants to be an artist, right?
Yes.
Okay. But every single time Jim makes a drawing, and people, you are Jim. I am Jim. We are all this Jim, right? We're putting ourselves in Jim's shoes.
Jim lives inside us all.
Yes, there's a little bit of Jim in each and every one. So Jim does this drawing, and his passion, his excitement is art. But he looks at his drawing when he's done and he goes, you know, that is just not good. Nobody's going to like that. How could anybody like that if I don't even like it? So when Jim thinks that, what's he going to do? He's not going to be proud of his art. He's not going to want to flaunt his art. He's not going to be confident in his artwork, in his piece. Therefore, because of Jim's perception, because of Jim's low self-esteem when it comes to his ability in his art, he's just taken his excitement, his possible future, and just put it on pause because he doesn't believe in himself, right? So let's take Jim, and then let's say that Jim, all of a sudden, makes this art piece and learns to really like it, really appreciate it, put his all into it, and really find that this is he's very passionate for this piece, right? What's he going to do? Well, he's going to put it up on Facebook. He's going to show people. He's going to talk about it. And soon enough, when he starts following his highest excitement because of his healthy self-esteem when it comes to his ability to do what he loves to do, the only possible outcome for Jim would be to be successful in art. Why? Because he has a healthy self-esteem when it comes to it. And if he likes it, there's bound to be a few other people out there that like it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a snowball effect from there. It's all great from there. You know, I'm just trying to point out how everything is connected, how every single thing is connected, mind, body, spirit, and how all your thoughts are just depictant of, you know, what you have the ability to achieve in the world that you live.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah, what you put out there, it comes back.
Right.
You know, you got to put positive. You got to just believe in yourself.
Right, right. What do you think? Like, what do you think on that?
As cheesy as it sounds.
No, man, but it's cheesy for a reason, bro.
I like cheese.
I like cheese too.
Cheese is good, man.
Sometimes on my pizzas.
Sometimes on my pasta.
Sometimes on my quesadillas.
Sometimes on my cheese.
I sometimes like a little bit of self-esteem on my cheese as well.
That's a good one.
Right. Justin, what do you think about that, man? Like, what are your thoughts? I mean,
I think that's a good point.
Right.
I think there are a lot of people that certainly don't have a positive view of themselves and what they do, whether it be, you know, art or any other medium.
Right.
But I think that it's kind of it's like a thought process that is kind of one-sided because you never know whether other people are going to really dig, you know, what you're putting out there.
Right.
So just dismissing yourself from the start, kind of just, you know, putting yourself down, it doesn't help.
No.
You know, give it a chance to grow,
to
give other people, you know, use other people's comments, you know, their positive
feedback
to, like, you know, use that in to help you grow and, like,
right.
become more confident with what you're doing.
Absolutely. And I feel like, you know, Justin, what I've learned a lot from, you know, just a few months ago starting, you know, this music with you. And I feel like everybody can kind of, like, relate to this. You know, once they start to get feedback, if you're trying to pursue something, is, you know, when Justin and I first put out our first EP and, you know, we're trying to get the music going and stuff, I found out that every single positive comment that we would get, every single article of positive feedback that, you know, we would be presented with would be just a better reason to even, like,
To keep going
and pursue and make it better and make it better and make it better, because there's nothing better than you creating something, putting it out there, than having somebody randomly listen to it, absolutely,
totally.
And recognize it and like it and say something about it. In their head, think about it. Think positively about it. Put that out into the universe for you. They're thinking and appreciating your art for you. You know what I mean?
Even if they don't like it and they're, you know, they're kind about their,
right.
their constructive criticism.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be a dick about it.
Right.
That's helpful too.
Absolutely.
You know, people say,
absolutely.
You know, you need work on this, but, you know, people that, like, support you constructively helps. It
right.
doesn't always have to be positive.
Right.
Just, yeah, you just got to make the effort to get it out there, and it'll reciprocate.
Absolutely. And also, you know, feedback is what you make it, you know? Like,
how you take it, definitely.
I'm 100% sure that before all these artists that are so big now, you know, like, I don't know, think of, like, Lil Wayne or, like, I don't know, just like these artists that, you know, are just, like, all big and everybody knows them and they're all mainstream and on the radio. Like, you know, like, these guys, like, when they first started out, I'm 150% sure that every single one of them made a few songs that people were like, dude, like,
I think a lot of them still make songs though.
I think I'm still in that boat, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, like, before they were, you know, up and coming, and even the single artists, you know, for example, you know, independently owned record labels, you know, like Busy P, right? He's an electronic artist, you know, he started his own thing, and, like, he has his own line, and just his own label, and just everything, man. This dude is started from the ground up, and he's an independent label making so much money, like, you know, and he's just doing it. He's loving what he does. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm sure that even people like that before, you know, they started out, you know, he had to start with a metronome at some point, you know? Mm-hmm. They're like, you know what I mean? Like, but I don't know. That's my little piece. So, I'm going to kick off a few ways to raise your self-esteem, right? So let's say that, you know, there's something, and I even have issues with this. Everybody has issues with this. Maybe not 100% fully appreciating and loving everything that you do. You know what I mean? So, let's see. Step one, it says, get sober.
That's good.
Get sober of your self-esteem issue, right? Like, being, stop destructive behaviors, like addictions block learning and drag down our mood. Identify them and replace them with self-care, right? So, like, you think of yourself in a bad way. Oh, like, you know, you're just planting a poisonous seed in yourself. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, this is bad. Oh, this is... Right when you do that, even if it's hard to believe in, change the thought. Just be like, no, you know, the opposite. I am good. I am, you know? And it says practice self-care. Make new lifestyle choices, you know, by joining self-help groups or practicing positive health care and just maybe eating better and doing something to just raise your happiness level, you know? Mm-hmm. Also, identifying triggers to low self-esteem. You know, we personalize stressful events, criticisms, feedback, whatever, by inferring a negative meaning about ourselves. A self-defeating action often follows, right? Once you've been, like, put down. Each event can instead be a chance to learn about ourselves. If we face our fear of doing so and the negative beliefs about ourselves that sustain the negative meanings. So we can change it. Slow down personalizing. Target personalizing to slow down impulsive responses. You can begin to interfere with these automatic overreactions by using relaxation and stress management techniques.
Tic-tacs,
right? Here we go. I feel like this is a big one. Stop and take notice. Pay attention to the familiarity of the impulse, right? We have to know when our impulse is to go down on ourselves. Oh, I'm bad. Oh, this sucks. Right? Right. Right.
I think for a lot of people, though, I think it's hard to just turn your thought process around. I think it could
of
be
course.
I think it could be difficult.
Of course.
Like, with, you know, people get into, you know, depressed states.
Oh, and yeah.
I don't know. It seems like you need to just, like, have other people support you, I guess.
Oh, if you're, absolutely.
If you're not holding yourself at, like, the highest worth.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And I think, yeah, dude, no, you're totally right.
You need friends.
Yeah.
You need everybody else to, like...
You do.
To, I don't know, help you get back.
Right. You totally do. You totally do. And I like to think, you know, we make things as difficult as... It's up to us how difficult we make it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we are the reason for how we feel, mm-hmm. right? So, for example, and, you know, I learned this by listening to a Dr. Wayne Dyer tape. He goes, look at something that you think is really difficult and turn it into a very simple math problem. Like, take it out, put it on paper. So, like, for example, you know, how it says practice self-care, you know, or, like, you know, get sober and, like, switch around the thought, you know. So, for example, let's say, oh, I have a negative thought about myself. Your goal is to switch that around. I'm not good enough. Your goal is to be like, yes, I am good enough. But it's so hard to actually get yourself to be like, you know, I am good enough. So what do? You take, like, 2 + 2 = 4, right? Well, if 2 + 2 = 4, like, how simple is that, okay? You know, like, yeah. It's, like, so simple. So then you take my self-esteem issue, right? Like, I have a low self-esteem.
There's just there's a missing variable.
Right?
You got to find that.
Right. Like, I have a low self-esteem plus... changing my thoughts around to make it a good self-esteem equals mm-hmm. so easy. It's easy as that. Okay, I'm going to be happier about myself. You know, I'm going to, but whatever. You guys are probably like, Dave, it's much
more complicated.
Deeper than that, dude. I know.
Just do it.
I just try to make it simple, man. I feel like everybody's issue is everything is, everybody, I said, everybody's fucking issue, man. No, I'm totally kidding. But everybody's issue is just like, everybody makes things so complicated. I make things complicated. Mm-hmm. I get frustrated at myself because I make things so complicated.
Yep.
Wow, man. Yep. Dude, there should be a class on how to not complicate things. That should be a general education in school. How not to complicate life. Okay. You know what, guys? We're going to make a quick transition. We're going to, for the first time, release and broadcast...
Well, the Kraken.
The Kraken. No, we've released it. We released it about a week ago, 9 days ago. This is our first time.
Other radio stations.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we've actually got our music to play on Chapman Radio. Definitely check out Chapman College Radio, especially New Slang Radio. It's a really good radio station. They're very supportive of WMDT and Davy Crockett, and we're very supportive of them. Check them out. Hey, guys, this is WMDT and Davy Crockett's new song, Taboo. Check it out. Let us know what you think.
Falling because I'm fascinated. Laughing because I'm dilated. Screaming because I'm loved. Flaccid because I'm hated. Ill cause I'm sedated. When I'm walking off the plank, it's like a newfound glory. Smiling as I begin to sing. Coming my senses astray. Open up, go and I've given and let a grin take a sin out of your mind. Idolize, socialize, fantasize, real. Life is like a king, so man, it's best to fucking kneel. Tell me that the magic I could cast a force field over anyone that hates. I'll make it love is all you feel.
This beat exceeds a new breed, DNA. A planted seed feeds the golden dry leaves. This tree's been known to grow, so channel this mic till I explode. This throat implodes, no one noticed. I hope I'm all alone.
A moment of some clarity. My mind is on the music, so I asked her if she buried me. I'm barely there, absent mind is still on my path. I can't find just what I'm looking for. Just what I'm looking for. Falling cause I'm fascinated. Laughing cause I'm dilated. Screaming cause I'm loved. Flaccid cause I'm hated. Ill cause I'm sedated. When I'm walking off the plank, it's like a newfound glory. Smiling cause I begin to sing.
Go, guys. Big stuff happening. You guys can check us out. You go on Facebook right now, WMDT, and oh, look at that. Just playing. Check us out on Facebook, WMDT and Davy Crockett.
I think it's facebook.com/Davy Crockett Music.
Okay.
That's the URL for the Facebook and
right.
The YouTube.
Actually. And the YouTube. Right.
So, I don't know, leave us a comment or like us, check it out.
Yeah, totally. We love them all. Also, what you can do is check out Facebook and go on Dave's Good Vibration Station and like the page. Listen to it. We got all these updates coming on. We're going to be updating the Facebook
things.
In a little bit, and we're going to be doing big things. Big things, guys, big things.
Big names.
Big names be dropping, big names be dropping. Hey guys, also, if you're interested in purchasing any WMDT or Davy Crockett merchandise, that of t-shirts, you can email me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation.
Call in the next 15 minutes and you'll get...
There you go.
No.
No.
$9.99. Now only $5.99.
But seriously, guys, check it out. Also, we're thinking about getting some Dave's Good Vibration Station T-shirts as well.
There's actually an artwork section.
Yes, there is.
There's a couple. It's a public page, so you can check it out. There's free. There's artwork you can, if you like it, use as wallpaper.
Right.
You know, pretty cool stuff.
Right.
Check it out.
Totally. Yeah, it's really cool stuff. Also, what we want to do is give a shout out to our buddies over at Our House Records. Check them out. Real Boy. Real great music up and coming in San Francisco. They're blowing up. Real Boy, Our House Records. They also have a few artists signed under their label. Just check them out, man. Check them out. You can't not like it. It's great music. Something that I wanted to touch on today. Today we're doing all the trippy stuff. We're doing out-of-body experiences.
Ooh.
I wanted to talk about out-of-body experiences.
Ooh.
This is the ghost of Dave's Vibrations. Dude, the ghost of Christmas past. But seriously, I wanted to talk about out-of-body experiences because I am out of my body right now, bro. No, I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine the other day about out-of-body experiences and the possibilities behind whether, what the possibilities are behind what an out-of-body experience really is. Also, I wanted to talk about personal experiences with people. If you guys want to call in, tell us your personal out-of-body experiences, you can do that 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Or you can email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com.
Or if you want to just talk.
Or if you just want to talk.
Talk to us.
You can, I guess, if that's really what you
want to
do.
We'll talk to you.
But
maybe.
What I wanted to hit on, also something that I find really interesting. Dr. Michelle, check her out every Friday at 11 on the couch with Dr. Michelle, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. Can't miss her. She's really awesome. She's really great. She knows that I'm really into like all this out-of-body stuff, and she thinks, you know, she always looks out if she comes across a cool article or a cool piece of literature regarding stuff like that. And Dr. Michelle is actually reading this book, and she's going to be interviewing the author, I believe, next Friday or the Friday after next. And what the book is about, it's about this 5-year-old kid. Get this. It's a true story. 5-year-old kid who basically dies, right? And then he comes back to life. He's pronounced dead, and then he comes back to life. But the book, she was telling me, the book is all about, this kid is talking about his experiences in the afterlife. And this kid is talking about how he went into, you know, the light, and then he saw, you know, people that have been dead in his family, saw ancestors, grandparents, great-grandparents, friends from like past lives and like stuff like that. And then he just checked this out. This is really crazy. He came back. And this kid's 5, right? This kid's 5 years old. He's unfazed. He doesn't, you know,
chilling.
Doesn't have to worry about a job. He's not thinking about, you know, oh, I got to make money. I have to pay these bills. He's thinking about what excites him. He's like, I really like toys and it's fun to watch TV. You know, like there's no phased preconceived notions in his head, you know? So this kid comes back and he starts describing all these people that he like met on the other side. You know what I mean? He starts talking about, well, you know, there was an older gentleman that like looked like this and blah blah blah, and it turned out that they were actually members from his family.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And you know, when you hear stuff like that, that's a true story. That's a true story. Nonfiction. And when you hear stuff like that, I just feel like it sparks like such
curiosity.
So many questions, such curiosity. And you know, I'm also into kind of like reading, like, you know, those like, oh, out of body experience like stories and stuff, like oh, this person died, and you know, talks about going into the light and coming back, and you know, seeing God and all this crazy stuff. I just like, it's just like, I just, it's just fascinating. You know what I mean?
It is.
Well, one out of body experience that I wanted to kick off is this is actually a pretty well known out of body experience mm-hmm. thing or whatever. And I know, listen, when we like talk about this stuff on the air, because there's a lot of controversy, you know, about, you know, the out of body and, you know, the, because it ties in with like religion and then like what do you believe in and like this and that. And like, you know, I just like, I'm not trying to get into that specifically. You know, I'm just, it's just, I guess I'm disclosing for listeners. Mm-hmm. Disclosure is like, you know, you don't have to believe in it. Like, we're not saying it's right. We're not saying it's wrong. We're just saying that, you know, it's a possibility. And these are just certain experiences that have been put out into, you know, into literature for people to read. And we're just passing it on.
Yeah,
I guess. So yeah, one specific out of body experience, that I wanted to share. There was a gentleman, it was very late at night. He had a wife, and I've heard this before from like a few other people. It's a pretty famous, out of body experience story. He had a wife and, two kids. He had a wife and two little girls. It was late at night. He was riding his motorcycle, you know, the classic, you know, riding a motorcycle, mm-hmm. squeals out, whatever, he crashes. Yeah. So here's the thing. He crashes, and then he says that he remembers in you know, the documented literature, which he said about this, he says that he, right when he crashed, he says that he remembered all of a sudden popping up in front, like he was in the, on the ceiling of his house, watching over the mother and then like the two kids or whatever, right? And he said that he kept trying to come down. He didn't know that he had died. How weird is that? He said that he yeah. didn't know that he had died. All of a sudden, he was on his motorcycle, and then he doesn't remember crashing on the motorcycle. He just remembers being up on the ceiling, looking down at him, and he's trying to come down. He's trying to sit with them, and he's trying to be like, wife, I don't know, is it Julie? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, like...
He's trapped.
Right? He's trapped. And then he said that... once he realized that he couldn't sit down next to them and like he couldn't get their attention, he then remembered a flashback of him crashing onto the motorcycle. But now he's like dead. Now he's like looking up here and like doing whatever. Basically, long story short, he said that he felt like that lasted for a few hours, right? But they actually rushed his body to the hospital within like half an hour, within like, you know, like ambulance got there right away, put him in the back, got him to the hospital. So he said that he was in there for, he was like watching over them for like hours or whatever. All of a sudden, he snaps out of being in the room
back to his body.
In his body in the hospital.
That's crazy.
And he just like, he doesn't know how he got there. But he's like, I remember I was in the room with you guys. Like, I was there watching
could
over you.
Could he, like, explain stuff that they were actually doing?
Oh, that's trippy.
That would be straight up.
Were you watching Jay Leno?
Yeah, like, yeah. I was with you, honey.
No.
Yeah, what if he could recite things that his family was doing
as
he was watching over?
Oh, my gosh.
That would be a different level.
Okay, that'd be a whole other level.
Man. Otherwise, you could think it was maybe his way of...
Right, his interpretation
yeah,
of...
of what the events, like, his imagination kind of...
Right. Right.
But if he could actually say specific things.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
We should have this guy on the show.
Dude, we should have him on the show. We should fucking get in contact. John Doe. No, I forget the guy's name, but you can look it up. Dude, we should actually try to... That'd be really crazy to try to talk to him and get him on the show. That would be amazing. But stuff like that is just like so mind-blowing, you know? And then also, we're going to get into this. Dimethyltryptamine. DMT. If anybody hasn't heard, dimethyltryptamine, also known as DMT, is actually a chemical that is produced in the pineal gland of the brain. Pineal gland is responsible for when you dream and when you die. There's only few times that the pineal gland releases dimethyltryptamine, and that is slight amounts of dimethyltryptamine are released in your pineal gland when you dream, when you sleep, and when you die, your pineal gland becomes flooded with dimethyltryptamine. Absolutely just...
I think that's why, that's like, some theorists say that's why people say they see, you know, a white light.
Right.
That's a result of that. So it's more of a science thing than like an actual afterlife.
Oh, yeah. No, it is totally a science thing. But here's the thing. It's the molecule itself, which is the big question, which is the determining factor, which is the link between the spirit world and the science world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the actual, the element of the molecule itself. So check this out. Dimethyltryptamine is found within every living thing on the planet. Dimethyltryptamine is found in your grass. It is found in trees. It is found in squirrels. It is found in
koalas.
It is found in plants. In every ecosystem on the planet Earth, you will find dimethyltryptamine. But yet, it is the most illegal substance known to man. Is that ridiculous? It is.
Well, when you use it as like a drug.
When you use it as a drug.
Right.
Right. Right.
Understand.
Understandable.
Because I think it's different.
They when you're trying to like extract it and
smoke
it.
Yeah, that's a little.
Yeah, totally. But here's the thing. People have reported so many experiences on dimethyltryptamine about having an astral experience, or also known as an out-of-body experience. And we are not condoning in any way, shape, or form that you go get some DMT and smoke it. We're just saying that people... people report out-of-body experiences, even ayahuasca, a lot of Native American.
Peyote,
mm-hmm. All that. It's all that same kind of family. It's all that really like spiritual journey, this kind of thing. Well, people have reported after smoking dimethyltryptamine moments after to be shot through these geometrical spirals of pulsating energy into the cosmos. Like when I say it like that, you're like, oh, David's on one. No, but like, I just think it's the craziest thing. And also, like, people have reported seeing aliens. People have reported, you know, seeing spirit guides and talking to, like, hearing voices and then, like, feeling this emotion. And people have also reported breaking down the walls. Literally, they talk about, you know, there's actually this whole video on it, the spirit molecule, dimethyltryptamine, the spirit molecule, if you guys want to check it out. They talk about breaking down the prisms of your reality. When you smoke dimethyltryptamine, it actually, because of that release in the pineal gland, it causes for these gnarly out-of-body astral experiences where you become one with, like, everything, but it's crazy. It's like ego death and, like, and it just blows my mind. I just can't even... There's just so much to everything. It's like we're sitting here now in a studio, but then, like, there's, like, so many prisms to just, like...
Break down.
Like, we're sitting here now... I don't even know.
It's it's like your whole world is a prison. It's like a matrix in the Matrix.
It's like the Matrix, dude. We are prisoners of our own minds.
Free your mind.
Free your mind. The red pill or the blue pill?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dude, no, The Matrix is such a great movie. No, but seriously, we're like, dude, DMT in The Matrix, bro. I just find it so very fascinating. I feel like it's a never ending conversation with your. It's like a never-ending conversation, you know, with yourself when it comes to what an out-of-body experience is or how you define an out-of-body experience. And I just know. Justin, have you ever had, like, an out-of-body experience or, like, something similar to, like...
No, not really.
Yeah?
No. Not that I'd say, like, is anything substantial.
Right.
I dream very noticeably.
Really?
Strong. Like, I remember it a lot.
Really?
So, that kind of... I mean... They almost feel like memories. Like I vividly remember most dreams,
that's
which
nuts.
Is kind of, I guess, in that realm. But
oh,
I haven't had like something a definitive, you know.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, but like I mean, I don't know. Everybody's had their own like weird things, but
right.
like, yeah, I feel like dreaming, dude, you're dealing with the same chemical. You
dreaming
know?
Is. I'm so interested in dreams. They're I have like a dream dictionary, and
do you really?
Mm-hmm. It explains pretty much everything you can imagine. You know, you have a dream about a washing machine or whatever,
right.
And you look it up, and it'll describe what, you know, what that stands for.
Kind of,
they've discerned, you know, through other people's accounts, what kind of emotion, you know, it could stand for. You know, maybe that stands for like you're being torn in from the inside because like you spin around and you know,
okay.
The most random connections.
Right.
It's interesting, man. Dreams are just like projections of your subconscious, but like,
absolutely,
they mean something. They're never random. That's
right.
The beauty of it.
You know, man, that is the beauty of it. And
interesting.
That's so
it's like Inception.
Dude, it is totally like Inception. Dude, I feel like in like what's like really going on around us is like somewhere like a mixture between the Matrix and Inception. Like, I just feel like, dude, but we're so like we're just in the Matrix.
How do I know you're not like an agent?
Dude,
like you could be a program.
I am a program. You are listening
Mr.
to a program.
Anderson.
Dude, how do I know that you're not a program? Everybody around me is a program.
It's a standoff.
Dude. No, dude, this is too much. This is too much. This is like Dave's vibration station on acid. Like,
on dimethyltryptamine.
On dimethyltryptamine. What if we're all a program, bro?
User.
User denied. No, it'd be somewhere between The Matrix, Inception, and Tron.
Yeah.
Totally,
there's
dude.
There's some cool. I mean, I don't know. Those. I mean, as far fetched as it is, the beauty of the Matrix, stuff like that. You don't really know. That's the whole point. You don't know if the world, you know, is. You perceive it your own way. I think we were talking about this a little earlier.
Yeah.
You know, it's all a projection of what you display, like the way you take in, kind of your own. You don't even know if you see the world the same way as other people do.
Right.
Colors. What you see as red may be look like what you see as blue to someone else,
right.
But they just call it a similar name. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I've thought about that before, and it's kind of like flabbergasting, you know, like to the max, like to your head, to like your mind, you know, you're just like, what?
You can't compute that.
No.
There's just like, yeah, you don't know the things with parallel realities. There's
and
theories,
it's just,
and it's interesting.
It's
so
infinite, man. That's just the whole. That's just the whole thing
infinite.
Of it. You know, I feel like for listeners, like I feel like a big part of this show, like Dave's Good Vibration Station, and like why we come on here and do this is just to like get you to think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you get us to think too. Like I get, you know, emails from you guys, and you've shot me emails that, you know, counter some of the things that I say, and I'll get you back, and like we'll just talk. But like it's all just about a great collective conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about expanding the thought. And even if you guys listen to some of the stuff that we say and you're like, wow, that's bullshit, like that's stupid, like that's cool, that's fine.
Yeah,
just like
just the conversation is
right, like take absolutely
hear other opinions.
Like,
I read something cool.
Okay,
this isn't it's just a random
yeah.
So I was reading about black holes,
okay,
which are interesting
right
in their own respect, and I read that if one were to live, you wouldn't live, but if you could just not, if you were to stay alive and be sucked into a black hole.
Okay.
Because black holes in nature, I know this is kind of off topic.
No, Brandon, please.
Because black holes in nature, they actually, their gravity is so strong, they actually pull
themselves
space and light. Light can't even escape black holes. They
right.
pull, that's why they're black. They pull light and time. They actually warp time.
Right.
In itself. So I read that, I guess a theorist came to the conclusion that if you were to be sucked into a black hole and you were in at the apex, like the center of it, the breaking point between, you know, in the abyss,
like between where light can't escape
and
it warps
if you're right
time,
there,
holy
and
shit.
if you were actually able to look in front of you, you would see all the events that you would kind of see the future. You'd see all the events that were going to happen. You would see the universe through a way like in the future.
Right.
If you
like
look,
a timeline,
if you were to look one way behind, being behind you, you would see the past.
What?
You would see the whole universe in like a split second.
Holy shit!
So one way, you look one way, you see the future, literally billions of years. One way you look in the past because time is
nothing. Because time, it's timeless.
Well, yeah,
it's all happening.
You're going at such like it bends time to the point where you're not like, I guess, in time.
Right.
The same way, if you're going faster than the speed of light.
Right.
And you look behind you, you would see yourself.
Right.
Because you haven't caught up. Like, it's...
Holy
I don't know, interesting.
Shit, man.
Whoa!
Quantum physics, dude. It's
black
just like...
Black holes and revelations.
black holes and revelation. Oh yeah. Black hole and revelation. Dude, I just like, oh, can we just think about that for a minute? Oh, it blows my mind. Dude, I swear to God, like I'm gonna go crazy one day by just thinking about this shit too much.
You're gonna be one of those guys just walking down.
Walking like, down like Topanga, like in the black hole. I saw myself the in the black holes. I went there once.
Your beard out.
I know, dude.
Weirdo with the beardo.
Get like dreadlocks coming from my armpits. Like, just kidding. That's gross. No. No, I don't know.
Yeah, you'll live in Venice.
The crazy, dude, I would love to live in Venice. No, the crazy thing that just like blows my mind is like when we talk about this stuff, when it's like, oh, like if you know, were traveling faster than the speed of light and you look back and you'd see yourself because you're, you know, like shit like that. Like it's so, it sounds so complex and like so far-fetched out of like our reality and like what we perceive. But at the same time, it's so very much a part of it. And it's so easy and it's so like so based off of simple physics, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? It's just wow. And it's like I just don't know, it's like this stuff, like when you think about like the universe and like how it's all like expanding and like the infinite possibilities that lie there, like it's all according to physics very mathematical and very simple mathematical equations if you think about it, like, you know what I mean? It just it's
well, simple.
Logical.
I mean,
like
logical, simple.
Logical, right. Like it's logical.
There's you know, there's a formula to it that is like it stands.
Right.
It doesn't change. It's a static, you know.
It stands
way.
In physics. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I still think, you know, that people don't know everything.
Oh no way.
You know, it's so vast. It's impossible.
Dude, it's seriously so vast. Like it is so vast.
So fast.
I love like
so
I love
fast.
I love when like you just like kind of like go off on
our tangent
of just like something that's really gnarly and cool though, like that, like, you know. And another thing is like I truly feel like and listeners, this is I feel like this is really important. Like I feel like planet Earth and like everybody, like our whole Earth community, our whole Earth society is just like we're going through these gnarly like kind of like gravitational pulls and gravitational changes, and there's like certain alignments that are going on that are like sending like waves of energy like to our planet, you know what I mean? Just like mm-hmm. like waves of energy through vortexes and just through our alignments of planets, and
we're all connected.
It's all connected, right? Mm-hmm. So like I feel like we're at this day and age, we're getting these huge waves that are just like affecting our consciousness, and like we're getting them on a subconscious level and even sometimes on a very conscious level. But like now is the time for us to really suspend our disbelief, and now is the time for us to really open up and maybe question what we once thought served us and see mm-hmm. if something else can serve us better that we never thought was even possible, but it is
completely
so possible.
Agree.
Right.
Yeah, the notion of like the Earth, I think it doesn't stand.
Right.
In the past, you go years ago, and it was ancient. I think a lot of people still dwell on like ancient ideals and
they
beliefs.
Do.
They're very outdated.
Right. They absolutely
there are,
do.
There are aliens. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, there
no,
for
there,
sure.
No,
no,
there
yeah,
for sure are.
Yeah.
Like,
no. Yeah.
I mean, whether you believe that or not, I personally believe that there are, in the universe there are other planets with life.
Dude,
that's
yeah.
That's a notion I think people just dismiss upon like, oh, that's silly. That's like ghosts and yeah. vampires and like, you know, like.
Yeah,
that's a valid point.
That's a very valid point.
Why are we the only life? I don't think we're special.
No,
I
dude,
think people who
we're
think
like
we're the chosen people and God chose us. I think that's ignorant. Oh my God, the world
dude.
Is ignorant.
Oh,
that's
God.
Just me going off on a tangent. Sorry.
No, I love it, man. That's what the show's about. Really great tangents. That's what it's all about. All right, guys. I just want to tell all of you that we send you much unconditional love and appreciation, happiness, light, laughter, joy. And everything in between.
Stay positive.
Stay positive. Create your own realities of love and light, laughter, positive joy. this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, David Cohn. We got co-host Justin Siegel. And we want you guys to check out Dave's Good Vibration Station on Facebook. Also, check out WMDT and Davy Crockett on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube. We love you guys.
Bandcamp.
Yeah. We love you guys.
Have a good one.
Keep tuning in every Sunday. Blessings. Bye.
Who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus. That's where I'll be. Yeah.
This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like, will we used to play and see? How fast we could smoke out of gore and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes. We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Drunk and blazed, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters.